Question. Whatever happened to the once ballyhooed investigation by the Education Department into for-profit colleges? Well, according to a report in the New York Times, the special team created at the end of the Obama administration to investigate questionable loans and job promises made by many for-profit colleges has been marginalized or told to focus on something else. And Secretary Betsy DeVos has given oversight of the team to Julian Schmoak, a former dean at the for-profit DeVry University, which has paid out settlements for fraud. Schmoak is now one of several former for-profit executives now in the Education Department. For a check-in on for-profit colleges, we've got Goldie Blumenstick, a reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education and author of the book American Higher Education in Crisis. And Goldie, the Times is reporting that this team and the scaling back of it has effectively killed investigations into fraudulent activities at these schools. How would you characterize what's going on with the investigations and the team?
What's been happening with the investigative unit is actually fits more broadly with what the department has been doing overall, which has been a very decided shift from the direction that was taken under the Obama administration. The Obama administration had sort of a laser-like focus maybe on for-profit colleges and also on student loan concerns, whether students were being treated well by student loan companies. And this administration has taken sort of an opposite point of view. It's not been making that as high a priority. I think people were expecting this unit to sort of be unwound over time as soon as Secretary DeVos was nominated and the Trump administration came in. There still is a theory of enforcement at the department, but it doesn't have sort of that focus that it used to have.
Well, and the Education Department insists that oversight of for-profits continues, that Schmoak and some of the other former for-profit leaders who are now working at the Education Department don't have conflicts of interest. But how would you characterize the need for investigations? How would you characterize the current state of the for-profit college universe?
Well, I mean, they say, by the way, that they haven't scaled it back, but we actually haven't seen any evidence of any investigations in the past year and a half. It may be that there's been nothing that needs investigating, or it may be that the department has scaled back its focus on these kinds of investigations. And to be sure, the for-profit industry, I wouldn't say it's a shadow of its former self, but it is not the roaring tiger that it was a few years ago. Many of the biggest publicly traded companies are gone, ones that you might have remember hearing about, Corinthian, ITT. Others like Career Education Corporation is a much smaller company than it used to be. Enrollments are down at a lot of those places. Kaplan, one of the for-profit colleges, wasn't one that was heavily investigated by the Education Department, but it's recently been acquired by Purdue University. So there's been kind of a broad shift in the whole sector.
Well, you mentioned Purdue University. It's one thing for Purdue to pick up what used to be a for-profit, Kaplan, and turn it into a nonprofit. We know Purdue, the research university in Indiana, it has credibility. But we're looking at, for instance, DeVry. In 2016, it settled with the FTC, paying $100 million to end a lawsuit that claimed it misled prospective students about jobs and salaries after graduation. And then in 2016, DeVry reached a limited settlement with the Education Department because it couldn't back up claims that 90% of graduates got jobs in their field within 6 months. Now, DeVry is known as Ad Talum Global Education. It's still doing business.
Right. Well, DeVry, the company, has changed its name. DeVry, the university, is slated to be sold again to another company, to a company called Cogswell Education, which is owned by a private investor. So the DeVry University that we used to see heavily advertising on TV and it's had a lot of enrollment declines over the past few years, this sale is now pending, depending on whether the Education Department approves it.
Well, back in December of 2016, you wrote about the Trump transition team's initial meetings on education. One was with Jerry Falwell Jr., who runs the Christian-focused Liberty University. You said this signaled an open door to new approaches. What else are you seeing? What are you looking at within the Education Department?
Well, we've just recently seen the Education Department announce plans to basically re-regulate a whole host of areas of education that the former Obama administration had regulated. They're going to be looking at things like what constitutes a credit hour. And that sounds really geeky, but it really means, how do they award financial aid and for what kind of services? Do you have to really sit in a class, or can you receive federal financial aid for sort of a different form of education? They've also talked about rethinking, what does it mean to have regular and substantial contact with your instructor? If they sort of change that definition, it could open the door to a lot of what some people might call innovative education models and what others might call questionable education models. But certainly it could open the door to more education models that are based around competency education. That involves, you know, basically awarding credits based on students demonstrating that they've mastered the subject matter, whether it took them a week or whether it took them, 4 years.
And what are the questions that raises?
There's probably some 600 colleges right now, most of them not-for-profit, most of them traditional colleges, that want to experiment with this model. So that's not one of those things that's necessarily a fly-by-night approach. It is an innovative model. It is one of the things that the department has said it might be more willing to consider under the DeVos administration. There's just basically been a complete shift in direction from the DeVos administration, from the Obama administration. The Obama administration was very focused on regulation, what members of Congress call sort of guardrails, making sure that programs didn't charge too much relative to the kind of salary a person might earn later. The DeVos department has not been as interested in that. There's a rule that's been sort of governing that called the gainful employment rule. The DeVos department has recently had sessions to talk about a new way to rewrite that rule. They've done the same with rules to protect borrowers who feel like their colleges have cheated them and leaving hurts of thousands of students actually in the lurch right now as to whether or not they're going to be able to get their loans forgiven.
But the Times is reporting that the mission of that, remember the special team we were talking about, we started off with it, that was supposed to investigate for-profits. It's now been scaled back to focusing on processing student loan forgiveness applications.
To the degree that the department might be focusing on those pending applications, that's probably good news for those students affected. There won't be a large strike task force, you know, with broad experience that goes beyond student loan processing, looking more broadly at the sector.
That's Goldie Blumenstick, reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education, author of the book American Higher Education in Crisis. Goldie, thank you.
Thank you.